This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network with my show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Another big day, proof of life. As I always say, it's Wayne Allen Root live. Today is Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. You know, there's a lot of things we debate about in politics. Lots of things to debate, and there's lots of stats on both sides. I think I can win pretty much any argument, any debate. And the conservative side is always right, and I can win that debate. But I'll tell you what, there's one where there is no debate. Defunding the police is a failure, a disaster, deadly, violent disaster. It never works. There cannot be any success when you defund the police. And the facts are in all over the country where the murder rate and the violence rate is through the roof. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, you name the city, Baltimore, Detroit, anywhere you name that they've defunded police, crime is up. Anywhere they've had BLM riots, crime is up. Anywhere where the police are afraid to respond for, you know, for fear of losing their job, losing their life, winding up in prison or getting sued because their immunity has been taken away, they're all retiring and crime is exploding. And look no further than Portland for proof that I'm right again. Portland cut police funding and got a 2,000% surge in murders. Last June, the city of Portland, Oregon, was all about defund the police. Now it's flooded with gun violence, and the mayor's already backtracking from his support for the cuts. Mayor Ted Wheeler, a huge liberal, but he's another one that is scared to death of BLM and Antifa. They're going to kill him. You know, so he's not liberal enough. It's like Nevada. Here in Nevada, the Democrat Party has been taken over by the Democrat Socialists of America. The leader of the Democrat Party, the chairman, was just voted out. His entire slate of pals was voted out. They're all extreme, extreme liberals. And, you know, it's like I used to want to buy a house in Incline Village, Lake Tahoe, Nevada. I remember they used to tell a joke. They used to say the billionaires are pushing the millionaires out. Millionaires can't even get into Incline anymore because the billionaires are buying up all the houses. And in the Democrat Party today, socialists are being bought out by communists. Socialists can't get anywhere. The communists own all the good real estate. And that's what just happened in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the state of Nevada. They had their vote, and they threw out all the ultra-liberal socialists, and they voted in a bunch of communists. And that's how far left the Democrat Party has gone. And Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland is an extreme left liberal and a socialist, but he's not a communist. So the communists hate him, and I'm sure BLM and Antifa is ready to kill him if they get him in their sights alone without police protection. So even ultra-liberal Mayor Ted Wheeler of Portland has requested a $2 million emergency funding for the police department, pointing directly to the surge in gun violence. At this point, last year, Portland had one homicide. This year, they've had 20 homicides and 208 shootings. Wheeler originally backed the Portland City Council's decision to cut $15 million from the police budget last June, which included disbanding police units that investigate gun violence. You know, you got to understand, I'm you know, not only one of the most pro-cop guys in the world, and I've been around cops my entire life, and in high school, I basically was a cop. We had school police, and we literally ran through the hallways in one of the roughest inner-city schools in America with a badge, no gun, no knife, no weapon involved. And it was little me, little Jewish white Wayne Root in all-black high school, and I was patrolling the halls and fighting guys who had knives and guns. But I've been around cops my whole life. My godfather was a cop. My uncle was a cop. My next-door neighbor, who I grew up almost like a father to me, he was a cop at Yankee Stadium. in the Bronx, New York. I was in Mount Vernon, right on the Bronx borderline. I've been around cops my whole life, and I understand cops. I understand how you fight crime. You fight crime by getting the, you know, some cops are fat, right? They eat too many donuts. They sit behind a desk. And then you got the guys who love action. They're all former high school football players, and they love action. They love tackling bad guys. They love doing fake undercover drug deals and shooting the bad guys and putting them out of commission, putting them in jail for life. Those are the most brave guys in the world. Without them, there is no America. Without them, you got nothing. When you talk about the thin blue line, it's the guys who like the action. The cops who love action, not the ones who have the stripes and they hide behind desks at police headquarters. The ones who count are the ones who fight in the streets and love action. Great example, one of my best friends in the world, Randy Sutton, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. At the day he retired, the most decorated cop in the history of Las Vegas. I don't know if that's still true. Maybe someone else has beaten his record. But he's certainly one of the most decorated cops in the history of Las Vegas, involved in multiple shootouts, including an incredible one on the streets of Las Vegas. So many shots fired. He is so lucky to be alive. He is my kind of guy. Made more appearances on the TV show Cops than any cop in history. Randy Sutton, super cop. Without guys like that, you got nothing. Not all cops are good. The guys who like action, the Randy Sutton super cops, are the ones you need. And if you take away immunity, forget it. They can't do their job. And they've got to retire or they got to quit the force. Because, you know, if you're going to knock people down, tackle them, beat the crap out of them, take a gun away from them, shoot at them, kill them, wound them, they're all going to sue you. And if you have to pay for the legal defense, forget about it. You're broke. You lose your house every week. Literally, every week you'd lose your house. Every week your wife and kids would have to be kicked out of your house. Because as soon as you buy a new one, you'd lose the old one. I mean, you'd lose the new one. You just lost the old one. You somehow, the people raised money for you, they bought your house. You'd lose that one next week. If you took away immunity, every cop would be sued by every criminal. I mean, you don't understand. Bad guys are bad guys. You know, I, Wayne Root, played cop in the hallways of Mount Vernon High School. It's amazing. It gave kids a responsibility like that and a badge, which I wore on my belt. And I was like super cop, Wayne Root, running through the hallways in the roughest inner city school you've ever seen. And kids had knives, kids had guns, and one kid was smoking pot in the middle of the hallway. And I tackle him. I literally knock him down, tackle him. He gets back up with a machete. He pulls a machete from his overcoat. Even though it was freezing, it was winter, and he was in an overcoat. And he literally was smoking pot in the hallway. And I tried to take him in. He pulls out a machete and charges at me to cut my head off. That's my background. I understand bad guys. Some people are pure evil. Evil, man. It doesn't matter. By the way, this isn't a racist type of lecture. It doesn't matter if they're white. It doesn't matter if they're black. It doesn't matter if they're Asian. It doesn't matter if they're Jewish. It doesn't matter if they're Latino. There are evil in every race. And they're just bad. And it's not just men. Mount Vernon High School, where I went, the women were more violent than the men. If you got in a fight with the women, the girls of Mount Vernon High School, they don't fight one-on-one. They would fight 10-on-1. They would try and take your eyes out with a bobby pin, and then 10 of them would swarm you and kick you to the ground and start kicking you in the balls on the ground. This is what life's like in an inner-city high school. And I was a white cop in the middle of this black inner city high school. If you don't think I understand violence in black neighborhoods, nobody understands it better than me. Because the whole key is 2%, 1%, half of 1% are bad guys. And everybody else is a good guy in a black neighborhood. So cops in a black neighborhood are there to defend the good people in that neighborhood. The wonderful, good, law-abiding, tax-paying black citizens need defense. And who's going to defend them? Cops! So when you talk about defunding the police, Black Lives Matter, defunding the police, it is the stupidest idea ever invented in the history of mankind. Because the people you're hurting are poor people of color. Black, Latino, rough inner city neighborhoods. If there's no cops, it's a free-for-all. Everybody's going to be dead. You can't walk outside your house, as it is now in a place like Chicago. It's a killing field. You can't walk outside your house at night. And a lot of killings go on in the day, too. But mostly at night. You know, my father was famous for saying, my dad, you know, I'm a son of a butcher, but my dad had so much blue-collar smarts and wisdom. And my dad always said, nothing good ever happens after midnight. And he was right. For the most part, you know, when I was a typical young guy. I was out at nightclubs all the time in the middle of New York City as a 20 to 30 year old. Out at nightclubs all the time. And nothing good ever happens after midnight. There's car accidents, there's drunk driving, there's murders, there's rapes, there's robberies. And it's just plain getting drunk and ruining your life. Nothing good ever happens after midnight. And you go to any inner city neighborhood and nothing good ever happens after midnight. People are getting killed left and right in Baltimore, in Detroit, in Chicago, in inner city towns. Without the police, they'd be killing fields far worse than they are now. And Portland is the living embodiment and proof of that. And by the way, Portland's an all-white city, and this crime is by Antifa punks and thugs. And they're all white. They're all white thugs and white punks, white little liberal thugs. And the city cut $15 million from the police budget. They disbanded the police units that investigate gun violence. Getting back to my point, those are the rough and tough cops that don't mind violence. They want to be in the thick of things. They love action. When I was in high school, I loved action. And I wanted to race through the hall and chase somebody down and knock them to the ground, tackle them, and then drag them to the principal's office, make a literally like a student citizen's arrest. That's what I did. And believe me when I tell you, in an all-black school, I was one of one or two cops who were white. All the cops in the school were black. And we all wanted law and order. And the same thing in any inner city. The citizens who are black are almost overwhelmingly nice people, law-abiding people. They need someone to protect them, someone to keep them safe, someone to keep their children safe, someone to defend their property. You cannot defund the police. If anything, you got to double the funding of police when things are bad. And right now, because of COVID, things are bad. The rich got richer, and the poor got much poorer. And there are a lot of bad, evil people out there searching for a person to rob, mug, or murder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com. Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007 or visit assetstrategies.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's just getting so bad on the border. What can I say? It's just so horrible. Things are so out of control that Joe Biden's giving the nation away. Joe Biden's giving Texas away. Joe Biden's trying to destroy our way of life. Large migrant groups continue crossing border into Texas, 24,000 in 2 weeks. Border Patrol agents in the nation's busiest sector continue to encounter large groups of migrants illegally crossing from Mexico into South Texas. Nearly 24,000 were apprehended in the last 2 weeks alone. Nearly 28,000 in February. Rio Grande Valley sector Border Patrol agents continue to apprehend large groups of migrants illegally crossing the border. 24,000 taken into custody in the past 2 weeks. Hundreds more apprehended in the days that followed. On Saturday, agents assigned to the Rio Grande City Station encountered a group of 134 migrants after they illegally crossed the border near Las Lomas, Texas. The agents identified 128 migrants as family units, almost all of them from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua. So this isn't even Mexico. I mean, they're crossing from Mexico, but these are not Mexicans. These are all Central American migrants. A few hours later, agents in the same station encountered another large group of migrants near La Grulla, Texas. In this incident, the agents apprehended 113 migrants composed of family units and unaccompanied alien children. Included in the 113 migrants were 17 Romanian nationals, and almost all the rest came from Central America. Even with the spread of COVID-19 virus, human smugglers continue to bring in all of these people. They don't care. They don't care if someone's dying. They don't care if someone's going to spread COVID. All they care about is they get 10 to 25,000 per person. So there's the big, giant increase in illegal crossings, and everybody knows you're getting in now because Biden's president, and he wants to give you free health care, and he wants to give you citizenship, and he'll take care of you, and he'll assign you lawyers, and so everybody's coming. They don't mind paying $10,000 to $25,000. They'll worry about it later. Two large groups totaling 201 illegal aliens arrested by agents in Rio Grande City and La Jolla, Texas. The group consisted of 71 family members, 19 unaccompanied alien children. Last week, Rio Grande Valley sector agents apprehended large groups of mostly family unit migrants from Central America near La Grula, La Jolla, and Roma. These groups totaled 339 migrants, mostly from Central America, but also Romania and Cuba. Despite the inherent dangers of crossing the treacherous Rio Grande, illegal aliens continue to risk their lives to enter the United States, Border Patrol officials stated. Groups are smuggled on inflatable rafts, almost always exceeding the maximum capacity of the rafts, and rarely provided life vests. I mean, if you really loved all of these immigrants, couldn't you make an argument that Donald Trump and Wayne Root are the ones who love the immigrants? And that Joe Biden hates them? He's the one that's exposing them to death. I mean, the lies of the left are incredible. Look at this headline. I'm going to jump away for a minute from immigration. Barack Obama on the Atlanta shooting yesterday, where the guy walked into, I think it was three or four Asian massage parlors and shot people up and killed, I think it was four or five Asian girls, one white girl, one white male. And immediately, everyone on the left starts with the lies. Barack Obama and the Atlanta shooting. Alarming rise in anti-Asian violence must end. Today, Joe Biden is sitting in a meeting with the Premier of Ireland on St. Patrick's Day. By the way, happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you. Can't believe I forgot to open the show with that. Happy St. Paddy's Day to all of you. But Biden is sitting with the President of Ireland, or Prime Minister of Ireland, and he's lecturing him on the hatred in America, the hate crimes of all us terrible white people against Asians. And that's what Obama said. It's about Asians. And that's what the initial reports were in the media. It was about Asians. And what did I say? I can't remember if I said this on the air. It all starts to merge after a while, right? Did I say it on the air? Or did I say it after the show to my fiancée Cindy and my friends? I don't know. But I immediately said, wait a minute. When I think of the word massage parlor, I don't think of Asians. I think of sex addiction. They're all sex parlors. Those girls are giving happy endings. Everybody knows that. This guy was probably twisted sexually. That's what I said last night. I can't remember if I said it on the show or I just said it to Cindy and some of my friends. But this has nothing to do with Asians. It has to do with a guy who has a sex addiction. And sure enough, the guy confessed today that it had nothing to do with Asians or any hatred of any foreigners. It was all about his sex addiction. I guess he figured he was addicted to happy endings, so let me kill all the girls so I can't get it anymore. That's the only way I can help myself. I knew it had nothing to do with Asians. Here's Obama talking about hatred of Asians. America, a nation filled with hate. They lie about everything. Wayne Alaruth, the Warrior. Be right back.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Go
guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution, and actually not in your best interest either. I said no.
Millions of taxpayers are breathing a sigh of relief today. They're getting four more weeks to file returns. The IRS has delayed next month's deadline to May 17th amid ongoing challenges during the pandemic, including programs in the recently passed COVID relief bill. At least 90 million stimulus checks are now in bank accounts, totaling $242 billion. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment or an opportune moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients, sold over $5 billion worth of gold and silver. Big day, by the way, for gold and silver. Gold jumps following the Fed decision. And in the after hours of the stock market, gold's up another $20. And silver is up even higher percentage-wise, almost 2% up. Gold now $1,747, silver $26. During the day, gold had a big day today. Let me see. Gold prices jumped, hitting their highs of the day following the Federal Reserve's decision that no interest rates are going up for quite a long time to come. So gold was up almost 1% today and now another $20 in the aftermarket. But again, ASI has been in business 39 years, served 20,000 clients, sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, zero complaints, zero, none, nil, nada, zero complaints. That's an incredible track record. The owners of ASI, honest as the day is long, my kind of guys, Michael and Rich Cecchini, uncle and nephew, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. 16 years of sending me a beautiful Christmas tree ornament every year to memorialize our friendship. And then finally I said, you know, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you sponsoring my national show? And they were like, I wish you'd ask sooner. Yeah, let's do it. So they're now the sponsor of the show, ASI Asset Strategies. So call them now to receive a free consultation, a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase. When you mention the Wayne Allen Root Show, call 800-831-0007, 800, toll free, 831-0007, or visit assetstrategies.com. We've got our guest here, and we always love having him on. Josh Manning and I get into so many interesting discussions that were not planned. We have a list of things we're going to talk about, but it's the most popular stories at his westernjournal.com, westernjournal.com, and things always change during the day. So, you know, when they change, I like to talk to him on the fly, and this is a great example. First, let me say hi to Josh Manning. Welcome back, Josh.
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, so look, I think the big story today is that this guy Biden has dementia, doesn't know what he's saying, doesn't know what he's doing. If Trump had done this, can you imagine what the media would have said? Russia has recalled their ambassador to the United States after Joe Biden threatens Putin and calls him a killer with no soul. Are you out of your mind? Anybody ever hear of somebody being a ambassador, you know, and talking with decorum? You're not supposed to be a president of the United States and, you know, urge war and call our enemies terrible names. What a tragic mistake to have this brain-dead guy with dementia calling the leader of our biggest enemy a killer with no soul. Big mistake.
Do you remember how back in the early 2000s, might have been mid-2000s, George W. Bush said, "I looked into Putin's eyes and saw his soul." Wayne, I think this is a direct response to that. I think Biden is living in the past. He's living 15 years ago, and he thought, well, that thing Bush said, I'm gonna make it right. I'm gonna change it up, and I'm gonna call out Putin and appear to be tough on Russia. While at the same time, by constricting the U.S. energy industry, he has done nothing but help Russia. They are going to make a boatload of money off of higher energy prices that we can thank Biden for. It's just ridiculous. And now, yeah, you're right. He says this insane thing. The Russians withdraw their ambassador. When was the last time? I need to look that up. I don't know when the last time the Russians withdrew their ambassador, but good night. And this is the guy who was supposed to get us back on better footing in the international community? I don't think so.
And by the way, what election interference is he talking about? 2020? How did Russia interfere in the American election that just ended? Where was Russian interference when Biden was rigging and stealing the election? I must have lost something here. I guess that's what he's mad about. You know, Russia, in his mind, Biden maybe, Russia was rooting for Trump, and Biden was busy rigging and stealing the election, and he's annoyed that somebody tried to get in the way and is rigging and stealing? I don't know. I'm not sure where he's talking about. Where is anybody literally pointed out to a example proof of Russian interference in the 2020 election?
Well, I don't know. And, you know, the studies came out after all of the charges about the 2016 interference, and not a single vote was changed. That's what the studies said. But, of course, that didn't stop Democrats from talking nonstop about how the Russians had essentially stolen the election from Hillary. You know, the facts don't really matter to them. But, Wayne, I'm serious. I think he's living like 15 years in the past. I think he remembered Bush saying that who knows, it might be the last thing he remembers from 15 years ago. It may be the last thing. You may think it happened yesterday.
Right.
But I think he remembers Bush saying it, and he's thinking, oh, man, I know how to score some cheap political points. I'll get out there, and I'll insult Putin, and I'll seem like I'm different from George W. Bush, which nobody cares about at all except, I guess, Biden. And who knows where this stuff's coming from about Russia having interfered in the 2020 election. I mean, Wayne, the real news would be if Russia had not interfered in any presidential election ever. Of course they interfere in our elections, and of course we interfere in their elections. That's the way this has gone for decades and decades. Every global power does that. You know, I have no doubt we interfere in Israeli elections, and they probably try to interfere in ours, even though we're very close allies. This is part of international intrigue and espionage and statecraft. To act like it's a huge surprise is ridiculous. And, you know, the Democrats know that as well as Republicans do. And again, I just go back. Wayne, you remember the 2016 election. There was all that talk about the enormous amounts of money Russia spent on Facebook ads.
Yeah, it was $100,000,
you know, that was a huge thing. Well, yeah, it ended up being $100,000. And that year, in 2016, the Western Journal and our properties brought in about 1 billion page views. We had about 1 billion page views. You know how many of those Russian ads showed up? About 14.
Had no effect.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And again, the study said, look, they didn't change a single vote. There was no change. And then I guess, Wayne, the question is, what does this accomplish for Biden? I mean, everything a president should do should be geared toward one goal or another, right? You should never do anything just randomly. And as capricious as people acted like Trump was, I think essentially every time he opened his mouth, he had something in mind. He was really moving toward a goal. I don't know what Biden could be doing with this. I don't know what game he's playing. Do you have any idea? What kind of advantage does this give the U.S.?
He's a loose cannon. He's a loose cannon with dementia, and no one has any idea what's coming out of his mouth next. And obviously Democrats were scared because they announced a month ago, congressional Democrats, that he should no longer have the sole vote on pressing the nuclear button in case something bad happens.
That's a huge thing.
Isn't that a weird thing? It's weird that they would suddenly bring that up now. They didn't even bring that up under Trump, who they claimed they thought was crazy and 25th Amendment and all that. They brought it up under Biden because they know that you never know. You know, you remember when Steve Wynn, who's basically blind, put his elbow through a famous $100 million painting? You know, literally became the first guy in history to put his arm through a painting worth $100 million. And Biden could be the first guy in history to sneeze and his elbow goes on the nuclear button and they set off missiles against Russia. Who the hell knows what this guy's going to do? And so they even realize that. And it's funny that that happened and they demanded that there be other people accountable for a decision on a nuclear war. And just weeks later, this guy is, like, urging a nuclear war. I mean, that's what Biden's doing. He's going to put us to the point where Putin and us are going to be in a nuclear war over his stupid comments. So he doesn't know what he's saying anymore. They know that. That's why there was no State of the Union this year. He can't put together an hour speech and survive up on that stage behind a podium for an hour. Cannot do it. He's not capable of it anymore. So we now have a guy who's president of the United States who's got dementia. There's no question.
Yeah, he made it for, what, 15 minutes the other night in his widely vaunted address that was Biden in his natural element. You know, he is good behind a teleprompter. But you could just see, man, if the prompter had gone out, he would have been in horrible, horrible shape. If he has somebody he can talk to and he can kind of then ask them a question, that's okay. But if he's up there on his own and things go bad, he has nothing, just absolutely nothing. And Wayne, I don't mean this to sound sort of the way it sounds, but I have a granddad who went through dementia. And the kind of stuff I see Biden do, it makes me think of my grandpa. And I don't mean that badly toward Biden or toward my grandpa, rest his soul. But he doesn't look like his faculties are all there. We were talking about this on WJ Live, our podcast, about an hour ago. And, man, weakness is provocative, Wayne. Weakness is provocative. Strength deters. Weakness provokes dangerous action. He is weak. Our enemies know it. That's dangerous.
Well, and he's bought and owned and sold kind of under a leash of the Chinese Communist Party. So forget about Russia for the moment. Russia's the least of our worries. Chinese, with 1.5 billion people and God knows how many soldiers, probably 10 times bigger than America's army, and now they've got a navy that's far bigger than America's navy, and they've probably got more nuclear weapons than us, because I'm sure half of them we don't know about. You know, unlike us, we don't tell the world. They don't tell the world how many they've got. If they have nuclear weapons equal to coal plants, man, they got a lot more nuclear weapons than us. I would worry about China. And Biden has no ability to negotiate with China. He's on their team. Ask Hunter Biden. Check out the laptop. Anyway, we'll be right back. More with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com, one of the top conservative websites in the world. WesternJournal.com. This is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, sponsored by Trump Rules, my new book, which came out in November, which was number one in 12 categories in November and December at Amazon. And Barnes & Noble, two great places to buy it. So grab a copy. It is not a political book. It is the winner's guide to business and personal success. It is the rules of Trump, the top 10 rules and 13 ancillary rules, 23 rules in all, that really can change your life. They changed my life, and they are the rules Trump lives by, and they will change your life. Anyone could use them. I'm living proof. The whole book is about the way I have used the rules to change my life and the way Trump used them to change his life. He became a billionaire. I became a self-made millionaire at the age of 28. So pretty amazing stuff. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. Check it out. And we're back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at Western Journal, with today's most popular stories. Josh, I wanted to ask you a quick question. There's an article out in the media today about the fact that even Democrats admit that Governor Ron DeSantis has done a great job in Florida, and that Florida is open for business, and that business is booming and has been booming for a year, and people are moving to Florida, and the COVID rates are very low, and the death rates are very low, and meanwhile, California and New York don't even know how to get back in the business world. Everyone's dying, and COVID's high. Businesses are dying, and COVID is worse than it is in Florida. And so I wanted to ask you, you're based in Arizona. Is Arizona kind of like Florida? You guys have been fairly open for like a year now, correct?
Yeah, we have had some mask mandates, but we have not had anywhere near the shutdowns that other states have had, especially states run by Democrats. We had the school shut down longer than we should have, far longer than we should have, but our charter schools were allowed to continue if they wanted to. So that provided a lot of flexibility. We've
and
got a pretty robust charter program.
And
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, my kids were alive.
Yeah.
And the kids were alive.
Yeah, our kids are fine. And they, I mean, look, their school's got a policy. Look, if you come down with COVID, the whole place is shutting down. They have not shut down this entire semester. Our kids have been back in school the entire time. My very social daughter has loved it. My 13-year-old son has hated it. But school has been going. And, yeah, it has been so much better. Now, a lot of these national corporations have shot themselves in the foot, like the movie theaters and folks like that. They stayed closed for a very long time when they didn't have to. There was no law saying they had to. And so that was hard. But after the initial shutdowns in the fall, when we were, last spring, when we weren't sure what we were dealing with, after those, things kind of got back to normal for the most part. You see a lot of masks, but you see fewer than that, too. We know some people who've had it, but for the most part, everybody is fine.
Well, no one could explain to me this, and I think you pronounce it this way, conundrum. Look, there is COVID. We know that. People have died. Friends of mine, two different friends who are in their 60s are dead. So one of them had bad cancer, so that's explainable. The other one shouldn't have died, went in the hospital. They refused to give him either ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, the two things that are told to me by 100 different doctors instantly get rid of COVID when you take them in conjunction with zinc. So it should have been done. They didn't do it. The family battled them, and the hospital wouldn't give it to them, and the guy died. So, but those are the only two people I know in the whole world that are dead. Those are the only two I even know who went to a hospital. Those are the two of only maybe 10 I've ever met who actually ever had COVID. I don't understand, if it's such a bad thing, how it's possible the last Super Bowl, there was no super spreading. Not only Super Bowl in Tampa, but in all the parties around America. I went to four parties. They were jammed with people. No one had a mask, and I don't know one person who got COVID. So is COVID real or is COVID not real? If it's real, how come Arizona exists, everyone's not dead? How come Florida exists, everyone's not dead? Texas exists, everyone's not dead? South Dakota, everyone's not dead? Can you explain why every person at the charter school didn't get COVID? None of it is explainable to me.
It's hard to explain. I've got a better question for you, too. What happened to the flu? Because apparently there was essentially no flu over the last year, and you and I have talked about this. I mean, Wayne, it's going to be 5 or 10 years down the road before we know just how bad all of this has been. You know, I was looking at a story, I think Politico had it earlier today, talking about Rachel Levine, the transgender nominee for assistant health secretary. Yeah. And, you know, her organization sent down, she was head of the health department in Pennsylvania. They sent down an edict saying, look, you're supposed to put seniors who have COVID back in nursing homes. It was a very similar thing to what Cuomo did. You know, that's where the devs are coming from with this. We saw a story just before I came on the air. I think it was over in Asia, in East Asia, about 250,000 kids died, not from COVID, but because, thanks to the lockdowns, they weren't able to get their normal vaccinations. So they got the kind of stuff, the kind of viruses that float around in East Asia, killed 250,000 kids. Nobody talks about this.
No. I had on Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who's, you know, one of the world's authorities on hydroxychloroquine, and he believes this is murder. He believes the fact that Democrats didn't want anyone to get hydroxychloroquine is murder, because he says it's his practice proves almost 100% effective when applied to zinc and Z-Pak. If you put the three together, he calls it the Zelenko protocol. It's almost 100% effective. He says this is a mass murder of people all over the world that they're not using hydroxychloroquine. Absolutely works. Hey, look, the music's on. We got to run. Josh Manning always entertains us. Every couple weeks we have him on, and he's always got the hot news scoops from WesternJournal.com, and I always enjoy talking to you. You and I go off the cuff more than any other guest I've got. So thank you, Josh Manning. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For details.